From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor. The vote was 13-6. All panel Democrats backed her, along with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
With Judge Sotomayor, I have an understanding of someone who's left of center, but has not shown judicial activism in 12 years of being on the Court of Appeals. And I can't predict what she will do. I think she will more likely align with the liberal wing of the court more often than not, but elections do have consequences.
And Graham says one of those consequences is the winning presidential candidate can pick Supreme Court nominees. Sotomayor's nomination now goes to the full Senate for a vote. Iraqi police have clashed with an Iranian dissident group based inside Iraq. At least 15 people were wounded. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The People's Mujahideen was originally formed to help oust the Shah of Iran 4 decades ago. After the Islamic Revolution, the group fled to Iraq and later fought for Saddam Hussein during the Iran-Iraq War. The United States considers the Mujahideen a terrorist organization, but after invading Iraq in 2003, the U.S. gave them protection in a small canton north of Baghdad. The U.S. government also debriefed them for information about the Iranian nuclear program. The current government of Iraq is seen as sympathetic to Iran, and the dissident group claims it has been stuck under siege for months. Today, witnesses said Iraqi police attempted to bulldoze one wall of the camp and clashed with residents. The U.S. Embassy refused to comment or characterize the American relationship with the Iranian group. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is traveling in Iraq. He's meeting with senior U.S. military leaders there. He's also sitting down with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Senior officials from the United States and China are holding talks here in Washington. They're discussing top economic issues shared by both countries. NPR's Tom Jolton has more.
The atmosphere around these talks is cordial, but the agenda is full of sensitive issues. Near the top is the unbalanced U.S.-China trade relationship. The United States imports far more from China than it sells to China. The difference is about $200 billion each year. China then loans much of that money back to the United States, thus helping to finance the U.S. budget deficit. But neither side is happy about the situation. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, in comments here, called for more balanced economic growth. The U.S. would like China to buy more U.S. goods. In his public comments, Chinese Vice Premier Wang Qicheng expressed concern about the U.S. flooding the world economy with dollars. He called on the United States to properly handle the impact of the dollar supply on the world economy. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 44 points at 9,064. The Nasdaq is down a fraction at 1967. This is NPR. The advocacy group for seniors, the AARP, is now hosting a telephone town hall with President Obama. The president is taking questions about his health care overhaul proposals. The town hall call rather comes as lawmakers continue to wrestle with several health care overhaul proposals. Mr. Obama had insisted Congress deliver a health care overhaul package to him before lawmakers left for August recess. Many lawmakers say they will not be able to meet that deadline. Telecommunications company Sprint Nextel wants to claim a bigger part of the market for prepaid mobile phone service. The company intends to take over competitor Virgin Mobile USA. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Frank Morris reports.
Prepaid cell phone plans are the low end of the mobile market, but with so many people cutting corners these days, it's a fast-growing segment. Sprint began offering $50 a month unlimited voice plans through its Boost unit earlier this year. Virgin Mobile quickly matched that price by taking over Virgin in a deal valued at about $500 million. Sprint will grab more than 5 million additional customers. But analyst Christopher King says the move raises questions about where the third largest mobile phone provider is going.
Well, it's interesting, I think, that they would be increasing their exposure to the prepaid side of it when all of their marketing efforts, advertising campaigns have really been more on the data side, more on the postpay side of the business.
That is on the high-end internet surfing user. Sprint has struggled to keep those premium customers, losing millions a year. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
The Coast Guard continues to search for victims of a capsized boat off the Turks and Caicos Islands that was carrying migrants from Haiti. Dozens of people are missing. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.